Details have been announced for how the largest holiday lighting display in New England will go on this year with COVID-19 safety protocols in place.
Not even the coronavirus could put our amazing holiday light show to the dark.
The pandemic may not have turned out the lights of Bright Nights at Forest Park, the 3-mile-long drive-through lighting event in Springfield's largest park, but it will change the experience. Spirit of Springfield President Judy Matt said for the 2020 season there will be several changes. These include online ticketing only, no hayrides in the park, no visits with Santa, and visitors can't buy snacks or hot chocolate or a souvenir from the gift shop.
Everything we're doing is in an effort to comply with all the regulations, both the city and the state.
To keep with the current statewide stay-at-home advisory, the admission gates will close at 8:45 p.m. so that visitors and staff can leave the park by 9:30.
In the 25 years we've been open, we never had to stop anyone from coming in. We let everyone go in. This year, 8:45, we're closing the front gates every day throughout Bright Nights.
With the prospect that a lot of holiday traditions, including family gatherings, will have to be curtailed this year, Bright Nights is a gift, said Dr. Robert Roos, Chief Medical Officer at Mercy Medical Center, which is one of the sponsors of the event.
This event, with its design, with its protocols, is a true example. It is a quintessential example of what we would call a safer holiday event. This is about as pandemic-friendly as one could imagine.
Bright Nights will be open from November 25th through January 6th, 2021, with daily hours of 4:45 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. On November 30th, admission will be free for frontline workers, people who had to physically show up to their jobs during the pandemic in essential industries, including healthcare, childcare, grocery store, and transportation.
We wanted to recognize their selfless service during this pandemic. It's a small token of our affection and gratitude for their service during these difficult times.
Matt said these frontline workers will need to simply show a company identification to gain admission. Sandra Sheehan, administrator of the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority, said the staff is grateful to Spirit of Springfield.
We sent an email to our operating entities, and the feedback that we got was amazing. All the drivers and everybody else are so excited to be able to be part of that day.
Another seasonal event produced by Spirit of Springfield, the Parade of Big Balloons, held on the Friday after Thanksgiving in downtown Springfield, is not happening this year. The Bright Nights 5K road race is also not taking place. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.